Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sarah, an SEC student from Vanier. Today, we will be discussing the environment. Strive for zero waste with haste. Our planet depends on you. So the first question is, why is it important to talk about the environment?
Well, thank you for introducing this topic, Sarah. My name is Alex. I'm an UpHouse member. And I think for the environment, we think of it as a whole or as a group effort. But I think the most important part of saving the planet and helping the environment starts with yourself and your own habits. So I don't think you can save the environment without you putting in the work to help the planet. And then it spreads to other people. So that's just my opinion. Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, those are some great opinions. Does anyone else have anything to share? All right, so question two. How many plastic bags do you dispose of in a week?
Well, hi, my name is Quentin. I'm also a member. And I live with a roommate in a 4.5. And we use the plastic bags that you can purchase at a supermarket. The medium ones, we use 2 of those for recycling a week. And the large ones, we use 1 of those for garbage. And then the plastic bags that you get from grocery shopping, we use those for the little bins around the apartment, like in the bedroom and stuff like that.
All right, that seems like a great initiative for the environment. Does anyone else have something to add about that question?
Yes, hi, I'm Lisa. I'm an UpHouse member. I use 4 little grocery bags for waste, and I use 2 little grocery bags for recycling every week. I think it's a personal, this is a personal thing, and that's it. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for sharing, Lisa. Lena?
I basically do the same as what Lisa was just talking about, because sometimes I unfortunately forget my reusable bags when I'm at the grocery store. And so they offer plastic bags, but I make sure that I reuse them for garbage and stuff like that, because I feel bad about not having my reusable bags.
Yeah, I'd like to say something.
Sure, Alex, go for it.
Yeah, so in the last few years, I've noticed a lot of fast food restaurants and grocery stores have been moving from single-use plastics to more environmental, like cardboard straws and the grocery stores that I go to usually don't give plastic bags anymore. They give you brown paper bags, which are better for the environment, apparently. And yeah, that's all I had to say.
Definitely. They are. It does really help the environment.
I had an experience at the pharmacy. They used to have new paper bags all the time. And last time I went, they had the brown recycled paper bag. So I told them that I find that very encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Heidi. Thank you. All right. So for question 3, what can we do to help the environment?
My name's Grant, I'm a member.
Hi, Grant.
Hi, well, as I see it, the sustainability is the crux of the zero waste movement. And we often hear the catchphrase, reduce, reuse, recycle. And I think there's a reason why recycle is at the end of this mantra. It's a last resort. I think we should first try to reduce the amount of waste we accumulate, because landfills are bursting. And by focusing on simply reducing and reusing before recycling, we're doing a good part, living an example. We inspire alternate uses of trash. I read somewhere that every day, I couldn't find a Canadian stat, but the average American sends approximately 4.4 pounds of trash to the landfill every day. That's quite a bit.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you for your input, Grant. Anyone else like to add on Grant's point?
So I think it's not only about looking at the trash, but also looking at the way we buy things and how they're packaged for us. Like, let's say we eat at McDonald's every day. Well, you buying their meal includes a box for your Big Mac, it includes a cup for your drink. I mean, if you want to change the way you consume, you can have a drink of water in a glass, and you know, you didn't create any trash. So there's a different, it's like a philosophy, and it'll take time before you master zero waste. But I think it's attainable for everybody, like the video said. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Alex.
It's Lisa. I'd just like to say that I don't know about reducing like a lot of waste, but recycling is also very important, and we should separate the recycling from the waste baskets and the recycling baskets. So recycling is very important too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point, Lisa. I really think that could help the environment. All right, so for question 4, do you think by your example, Ty, have an influence on others' behaviors regarding the environment?
I think, it's Grant again. I think, Grant, that being a custodian of the environment does not have to be a chore. Doing the things that people are talking about on this broadcast can set an example. And we can't really change people, but when we change, people seem to change around us. Zero waste will minimize pollution. It'll allow our planet to last longer. And we'll see our footprint reduced. That's about all I have on my mind for now.
Thank you, Grant. Yes, Lena.
Hi, I'm Lena. I'm a member at UpHouse as well. Grant covered this extremely well. The only thing I would like to add is a personal experience. I have a sister and her conjoint who got into the habit of drinking bottled water, and they buy it by the truckload kind of thing. But anyway, I am a firm believer in the fact that you learn by example and you can teach by example. And so over time, I didn't preach anything about the waste that they were creating and so on, but I just happened to mention every now and then, oh, so you drink a lot of bottled water, I see, kind of thing. And then eventually, I don't know what hit them, but they woke up to the fact that what they were doing was unacceptable. And now they recycle their bottles. It's a miracle.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Lena. Does anyone else have anything to add on that?
Yes, I just wanted to add, it is set by example. If somebody sets an example, I think everybody else follows. So that's all I wanted to say, yeah.
Definitely. Thank you, Lisa. Yes, Fenton.
I think we're creatures of habit, and unfortunately, we got into a bad habit because we were not aware of what we were doing. And now that we are aware, I think that it's time for us to have a habit that is more responsible.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fenton.
Yeah, I think we can look at the what we call gurus of zero waste and how like extreme their lifestyle is, like in producing less garbage. I think if we look at that and try to compare to ourselves, we say, oh, this is unattainable, it's impossible. But I think one little action every day, like it could be just buying something that's less packaged or just being more mindful about recycling garbage and compost, can make a difference. You know, we don't have to be perfect or follow the gurus word by word for the zero waste to work. Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you for sharing that, Alex. Do any other members have anything to say about that question?
I like what Alex said. It's Grant here. Like our slogan says, it's striving for zero waste. No one's perfect. And little by little, we can change our habits, like Fenton spoke about. We are creatures of habit. We have to reuse things in the right way. Drop off clothing at thrift shops, like Lisa talked about. Reuse grocery bags, like Heidi talked about, and et cetera. Nobody is perfect, and I don't think it does good to... You can't shame people into being good custodians of the environment. You have to live by setting an example.
Yep.
For sure, definitely. Thank you for sharing that, Grant.
I like to make less garbage, but I have a cat, and there is the cat litter, and that's my main garbage.
All right. Thank you, Heidi. Yes, Lena?
Well, I'd just like to go back on the example I gave. Definitely, I firmly believe that recycling should be the last resort. And in the example I gave, there's no doubt in my mind that the next step would be for them to forget the bottled water and use also reusable water bottles, which are a lot more environmentally friendly. But I think it's going to take some kind of work for an example on my part to convince them to do that. But I'm hopeful that it'll work out.
Thank you. Thank you, Lena.
I think it's an individual thing also. I think if people try to do their best at reducing waste and recycling, things could get better.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on what Lena was saying. Yes, we do want to recycle. Some people like the taste of the water. That's why they buy water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe what she could do instead is get a water filter, a reusable one, to go with the reusable water bottle.
For sure.
That way.
Good idea.
We still have the best of both worlds.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Great idea, Fenton. Thank you. Any other members?
Yeah.
Go for it, Brooke.
Myself, I prefer water bottles, just drinking water bottles, especially just putting them in the fridge and, you know, wait till they're freezing and then drinking them after. It's better. It's a better use, and also recycling them and making sure that they're stored properly or whatever. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Brooke.
And in general, this is Heidi. In general, we want to leave a better, a good planet for our children and for our grandchildren. Thank you.
That's a great point, Heidi. Thank you for sharing. All right, so thank you for listening to our Radio Up podcast and have a great day, everyone.
Welcome to Radio Up. My name is Alex. Thank you for tuning in. You can find us at www.radio-up.org.